You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Let's ask Crystal Audison. A very good morning to you, Crystal. Let's start with Madagascar, where the two former presidents are in a face-off in a hotly contested runoff.
Yes, good morning, Bogani. So indeed, a high-stake election taking place on the island nation of Madagascar. That will happen tomorrow. So the two arch-rivals who've been dominating political life in Madagascar are also the main contenders. That is former President Marc Ravalomanana and Andry Rajoelina. And they are competing in the runoff. And ironically, they were both banned in the 2013 election. Now, in the first round in November, Rajoelina won 39% of the vote, comparing with the 35% for Ravalomanana. Now, he was president in 2002, but was, of course, forced to resign 7 years later after violent protests led by Rajoelina at the time, who was the popular mayor and DJ of the capital city. Now, he ruled until about 2014, when he also had to step down. Now, the pre-election campaign was quite intense, both, of course, saying that they are the best candidate to run the country. Rajoelina, of course, much younger, he's dismissed his rival as an old man and that he should retire. Ravalomanana, on the other hand, said that Rajoelina was a destroyer. Now, a high voter turnout is key for tomorrow's election. In November, only more than 50% of the voters actually came out to vote. So it's expected that at least, you know, of the 10 million registered voters, we're going to see a high percentage of people coming out. Unfortunately, it's the personality that has dominated the second round election campaign and not the issues around poverty, corruption, and the lack of services in the country. Now, the reality is, Bongani, you know, it's a high-stake election, so if the results are too tight, you know, we're inevitably going to see the loser challenge the result, and there's a concern that this might plunge the country back into a crisis if the loser doesn't accept the election, Bongani.
Oh, we'll see how that unfolds. Then Tanzania, listen, their gay crackdown is certainly having some consequence in terms of donor cash.
Yes, Bogani, I mean, a lot of international donors are saying if we are going to give our hard-earned taxpaying money to a country that is treating other people, like especially gay activists, horribly, why should they be sending money to that country? And that's the dilemma that Tanzania is now facing. Now, the finance minister said that, you know, donors are giving money, but they're encouraging the country to tolerate homosexuality as a condition before receiving the aid. And they are saying, well, no way they're going to comply, and this condition is simply intolerable. But they do admit that the loss of aid poses a very serious challenge as the country, of course, struggles to aid several multi-billion projects. And of course, this country is reliant on international aid. Of course, there's still a lot of gay activists fleeing to Kenya because they say the crackdown simply is it's endangering their lives. Police are knocking on their doors in the middle of the night. And this is just really not good news for the gay activists of that country. Now, the government is saying that, look, they're facing difficulties. We know that Denmark, which is the second biggest donor, also the European Union, have pulled out funding over its treatment of the gay community. And they donors are, of course, facing this dilemma whether to withdraw aid that will actually punish innocent people in the country, or they have to send out a message to President Makofili that human rights is absolutely essential for receiving donor aid. And I think this is, of course, an issue that will be ongoing in that country, Bongani.
All right, Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report. What are your thoughts on that? It's a bit of a conundrum, isn't it? Donors to countries like Tanzania pull out their funds if they disagree with what the politicians are doing there, particularly around this anti-gay crackdown? What happens to the rest of the citizens who get affected by that? What are your thoughts? Let's have that conversation.